It's a historic day here at Annenberg Radio News and at the Annenberg School at USC. This is our very last newscast in our current studio. In the fall, Annenberg will open a brand new state-of-the-art multimedia building. A cornerstone of the new Wallace Annenberg Hall will be a media centre featuring a converged newsroom of radio, TV and digital news. Sarah Zahedi and JJ Maldonado asked students and faculty their thoughts on what's to come.
Students sticking around next year say they're excited and anxious about the new Wallace Annenberg Hall that is close to completion.
It's a very positive thing, like with the way journalism is changing, that we're getting a new building at this time.
They're promising all these new technological advances, and I'm excited to see those and just to see the new facility in general.
I'm really excited about the new Annenberg building, super stoked to take classes and see, you know, all the cool new resources that we get.
It seems most students and faculty can't wait for the new building, especially for its much-needed student benefits.
Even if maybe we fit well into this building right now and perhaps people think that it's overkill to have us spread out, I think that it will encourage growth within the program and then more students will come.
Though, some say they'd rather have the money spent elsewhere.
I'm excited that Annenberg is continuing to look forward and incorporate more technology into our programming, but it does bother me that so much money is being put into a new structure when we have a perfectly functioning one now.
Joel Zink, production supervisor for Annenberg Radio News, says the building will provide more space and offer a new media center.
Annenberg just grown so much that just the current confines of our building, we've really outgrown it. And so the new Wallace Annenberg Hall is going to be something where we're going to have a lot more space to include more people, groups that make sense to have together, such as in the new media center. We're going to have Annenberg Radio News next to Annenberg TV News, next to Neon Tommy, and these people can collaborate. And that's really what the whole building is about.
Zink says the new building will let students be more creative with its multimedia merging capabilities, mimicking a real-life professional media environment.
So we looked at the existing studios for like NBC, ABC, and we're using not just the physical space in terms of having separate studios, separate control rooms, but also the technology that goes into them.
The Wallace Annenberg Hall will open in the fall, but some classes will continue to take place in the Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. JJ Maldonado, Annenberg Radio News.